Arizona's news station. News station. KTAR on air, 92.3 FM, online at KTAR.com, and streaming live on the KTAR News app. Your breaking news and traffic now.
All right, every day at this time, we, being usually Gators and I, but Bruce St. James and Forgetter say, hold up the headlines with Becky Lynn. Let's get it started.
Maricopa County judge says the city of Phoenix must meet a July 10th deadline to clean up the homeless encampment known as the Zone downtown. The city had asked for a stay that would give them time to appeal the case to a higher court.
The only thing new in the city's motion to stay was informing the court that the city was now taking steps to clean up the Zone, and the court interpreted that as simply the city is finally doing what the court instructed it to do.
KTAR host and Valley attorney Barry Markson says Phoenix acknowledges the homeless problem downtown and will start to clean up the homeless encampment starting on May 10th.
Holding up the headlines. Becky Lynn reads the news while Gatos and Chad interrupt and react to the day's top stories.
Not a shock. I think last week I was out when I got the alert that they were suing and, you know, they were in court. And the court basically said, no, you guys need to clean this thing up. What was it they wanted to say? Their argument was, you guys can't tell us to do it.
The judiciary can't tell the executive branch how to spend the money. And apparently, yes, they can. In the sense of, you got to clean it up.
Yeah, and they do need to clean it up. And again, it's not just about the cleanup and the mess. It's also about the crime and everything else down there. We're holding up the headlines.
Phoenix Suns run to the championship.
The Nuggets win game one of this second round series.
And the Suns are going to try to even up that series with the Nuggets tonight in Denver after Saturday's loss. Suns head coach Monty Williams says it's a big game coming up, but that's not new for his team.
This group has been here already, so we understand what it takes to emotionally settle down.
You can hear game two tonight on 98.7 FM on the Arizona Sports app and at arizonasports.com. And if you want to become a Phoenix Suns insider, text Valley to 411-923 and get all the latest and breaking news on the Suns' quest for the championship.
Well, the Nugs mugged the Suns. Game two tonight. This is always what's going to be. Every series is going to be uber tough. This one, though, I mean, the Nuggets are a darn good team. And this is the first time I think that there's some real pressure.
The Suns looked flat in game one. And you can't afford to have bad games at this level now.
No.
I'm not saying it's a must win, but they had better look better than they did in game one.
Absolutely. We'll hold up the headlines.
There's the memorial for fallen Arizona officers in downtown Phoenix tonight.
Richard Lopez, Adrian Lopez, Jesus Chuy Lara, and Jason Southend all died in the light of duty. The service is part of Peace Officer Memorial Week. They will be honored at the Wesley Boland Memorial Plaza at 7. Registration for the event begins at 5:30 on the state capitol lawn. Nick Sadowski, KTAR News.
We forget what a dangerous job it is. Again, a lot of times when we're talking about police officers, it's usually in the light that, you know, the media says, oh, look how bad they are. The reality is it is a dangerous, dangerous job. And again, tonight, celebrating people who gave their life.
You know, I have a lot of friends that are cops at different jurisdictions and different agencies all over the state of Arizona. And I know them to be such good people who do this job because they genuinely care. This is their way of giving back. And you think about that memorial and it really brings it home.
Absolutely. Hold up the headlines.
It's a big day for high school seniors. Today's decision day, the official day where seniors announce where they'll go to college. KTAR Shira Tanzer is live now in the news center with some of the details that go into that decision.
One big factor in the decision is cost. Paul Luna with the Helios Education Foundation tells the Mike Broomhead Show college is not the only option, and ensuring students are aware of all the possibilities is essential.
Ensuring that we have that educated workforce will be what really attracts the types of industries and jobs that we want to have in our state. And more of the jobs of the future will require some type of post-secondary education.
Helios works with students and their families to make sure they know all the options available to them, including financial aid. Live in the news center, Shira Tanzer, KTAR News.
Man, I tell you what, it's the cost of college is going up. And you go look at it, it's one thing I talk about a lot on my little other dog and pony show is the fact that go look at the growth rate of administrators over the last decade and a half and look at the growth of how much college has cost. You're like, do we really need 5,000 administrators on campus?
Can I add you that if you'd like, there's another graph out there that you can overlay with the cost, and it goes to exactly how much more money the federal government keeps putting into things like grants.
Yes.
And it's amazing how every time they free up more money, the cost doesn't come down. The prices just go up.
That's it. It's nuts, man. God, the giveaway say game. When you start guaranteeing everything and throwing money out there, don't be surprised when you find out stuff that's kind of free is not as free as we think. Holding up the headlines.
A dizzying number of props, sets, and costumes from TV shows beloved by generations of viewers are going up for auction next month. Now, here's what some of them are.
Okay.
The collection that James Komisar has spent over 30 years amassing includes the Tonight Show set that Johnny Carson gave to him after retiring, the Time Warner living room from All in the Family, the bar where Sam Malone served customers on Cheers. There are costumes being sold, including the pink one, Barbara Eden Moore and I Dream of Jeannie. The costumes from Star Trek. Komisar, who after high school became a TV comedy writer, started tracking down and preserving TV memorabilia back in 1989. The online bidding starts Monday with Dallas-based Heritage Auctions.
I got to be honest with you. Do you remember when, was it Seinfeld, when Kramer had a set? And he would have his friends over and he'd just interview him.
And he would pretend to have his own talk show set.
If I had the Tonight Show, I would absolutely have my buddies over and we just interview each other.
I got to sit at the desk. I got to sit at the Tonight Show desk. Not during a show. It was after a show. But I used to work across the street from it. From NBC Studios in Burbank. And so we got to go over there once and I got to sit at the desk.
So now if you had, would you rather have the Tonight Show, the bar from Cheers, or All in the Family?
Wow.
I do the Tonight Show because it would just be awesome.
Like, I might come in your house and go,
what's going on? If you had a big enough house, you could install the bar.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that would be kind of cool. You
have your friends over.
Big party. It's like they're sitting at
this
famous
bar. Just have Norm sitting at the end
the
time.
Exactly.
Right?
Oh, my Lord. I'm just telling you, it would be so great to just have people come over to the house and, hey, why don't you sit down? Let's find out what's going on.
Tell me,
what are you working on right now? That's fantastic.
You can have your own TV show with it because you can YouTube it.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, we do it every single day. We hold up the headlines with Becky Lynn, brought to you by Carol Royce at CarolizeTheBuyers.com. Carol Royce, your home sold guaranteed realty. Bare minimum Mondays may be changing. Remember, we talked about bare minimum Mondays. And if you saw this as you were getting ready to take off on a flight, would you do it? It was very interesting. He is Bruce St. James in for Gatos. It is the Gatos and Chad Show.